Foster parents thought they'd be getting additional funds in a settlement they thought was all wrapped up with the state, until the House said no. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has the reality check. Hi, Chad.
Hello, Beth Ann.
So, I mean, I remember with this case and
sure.
Well, the two lawsuits and talking to one of the women who is involved with it, and she was overjoyed last August when it seemed that they were going to be getting additional funds to take care of foster kids because costs are escalating. What happened?
Well, that's something we can't seem to get straight answers on. And by the way, that settlement was $85 million involving not only some back payments to some of those foster care parents over the years, but also money going forward, an adjustment and how much they get every month when they take care of a kid, bring them into their home. The House of Representatives, the leadership, and that would be Speaker Scott Psyche and Sylvia Luke, chair of the Finance Committee, appear to be the ones that did this because they're the ones that make the call on what goes into the budget and related legislation. And it appeared that there was a deal for $14 million to go to the Department of Human Services, which administers the foster care program. And then there was another $3.4 million for the settlement, legal fees and some back payments. It was all set to go. The governor wanted it. The attorney general, Doug Chin, wanted it. DHS agreed to it. Even the Senate was ready to sign off of it. And then the House decided not to. And so that money did not go through. And this all happened in the last days of the legislature. The House will not tell us why, other than Psyche saying on the record that he thought the attorney fees were just too much money, about $1.1 million, actually.
Oh, okay, but now if this is going to go back to court,
right.
Doesn't that mean increased in attorney's fees and maybe even an increased settlement?
There's talk that it could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. That's coming from Paul Alston. His law firm is part of this class action lawsuit. Gavin Thornton with the Hawaii Appleseed Center as well, saying, you know, when you have a deal that's worked out, and by the way, those lawyers' fees were actually brought down. It was more like $2.9 million. They settled for $1.1. But they're saying, Thornton as well as Paul Alston, that, boy, you're looking at maybe doubling or more the cost because you had something worked out and it fell through. And think about just compounding that with foster parents still getting lower payments going forward, potential legal action coming. Who knows? It could take years to solve this.
And meanwhile, you're right. These parents are going to be caring for kids and many of them having to do it out of their own pockets because clearly getting $503 a month or something nearabouts is not enough to take care of a kid.
Yeah, $529. They upped it a little bit, $600 here and there. But actually, there was an estimate with inflation. It should be more like $970, quite a bit more. By the way, one of those foster mothers who's been doing it for 24 years, she said, you know what I want? I want each legislator to take a foster kid under their wing for a whole week and see how much it costs them. And then maybe they'll come forward and step up to the plate and give us the money that we need.
That sounds like Raynette Achong. We talked about
that. That is, in fact, Raynette. Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, I don't know that any lawmaker is going to take her up on that offer. But
probably not.
Point well made, and we'll see what happens and hopefully see how this plays out in a favorable way for foster kids especially. Thanks very much, Chad.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Chad Blair.